is Sunday Night Football here in Jacksonville, and welcome to that all-important third preseason game of the year, Jags and the Cincinnati Bengals.
They call the third preseason game the dress rehearsal. That means the older Jaguars will carry the young players in the first half.
Starts off with us up front, we know that. Hey, we on the line of scrimmage, we win this game tonight. All right, let's play hard, let's play fast. Work hard, one, two, three,
work hard.
For the first time this preseason, the starting defensive line will work together for an extended period of time.
Dropping the throw. Pump fake. Now he's going to get sacked. Jared Odrick got him. Flag comes in late, but Jared Odrick is going to sack him outside of the 40-yard line. Let's check the flag. But a sack for Jacksonville. Great drop. A blitz, and they're going to get him. Nice job up the middle of the field. They're going to sack him. Cenderick Marks got him. A good pass rusher from the interior. Cenderick got him all the way back at the 20-yard line. They give it to him running left. He tries to turn the corner. Now he's racing for the pylon. Did he get there? They say touchdown, Cincinnati.
It was a rough night for the Jags starters, but their performance is already behind them as their focus turns to week one. But in the second half, the attention is on the guys who are fighting for jobs.
Off-tackle play and not much there. Jaguars were all over that. They kind of just run it out from out of the shadow of their own end zone, but nothing doing. Running play, they swallow him up. They tried to give that thing to Bronson Hill, and he was eaten alive back at the 45-yard line, a 7-yard loss. Steps out of there, tries to roll right now. He's going to get hit from behind and sacked. Chris Smith, who's had a nice camp, got it.
That's a nice effort play by Chris Smith. His first sack of the preseason. Great effort.
Good finish, man. Got some money back.
With just days left in the preseason, an opportunity to prove your worth to the coaching staff is fading.
One thing about it, I just play with the cards I'm dealt. I know I sound like a broken record when I say that, but just as far as you call my number, you call 980, it's time to go in. You know, I'm going to show you what I got.
Third-year veteran Chris Smith is well-schooled in the reality of the NFL.
Mostly when I came in, I thought I could just run around everybody like I did in college, but it don't work that way. You know, all the little things that Wash teaches and Coach Aaron teaches, and, really all the little things count, to make the big plays.
The fact of the matter is, an opportunity for one player is the end of a dream for another.
As long as you eat, it don't matter where you eat. That's all I tell everybody. So you just go out there. If it's not here in Jacksonville, there's other places where you can go, do what you love to do and stuff like that. So that's I feel like, Thursday will just be a big opportunity just for everybody that's playing every day.
As the Jaguars arrive in Atlanta for the preseason finale, the roster locks will have the night off. But for players like Smith, this game means everything.
It is the final preseason game of the year. Jags on the road to play the Atlanta Falcons here at the Georgia Dome.
Stacking them up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, have a good night now. Great opportunity. Let's play hard. Let's play fit. Work hard. One, two, three.
I had them beat or whatever, but I came. I thought I was getting past the level, so I came back.
Tries to pitch his way to the goal line, touchdown. Deron Ward, a 3-yard touchdown run.
You got a butt, and you got to go right now.
I got you.
Because on the goal line, you ain't got any time.
I got you. I hit the goal. Or whatever, when I seen the quarterback come out the back door, that's when I just ran him down.
Preseason's officially over, man. We got some tough decisions that we got to face, and this opportunity right here made it even tougher. But we wouldn't want it any other way. That tells us something, man. We grew a lot.
Smith's preseason proved he can and will contribute to the Jaguars, but not all of the defensive linemen were so lucky. The preseason is over. Now is the time when potential and opportunity turns into production and reality. This is the 2016 Jaguars defensive line. 10 men, bonded together. What will the season hold? Only time will tell.